I spoke last year to Rob, not his real name, in Townsville, about Queensland Nickel. He's back on the line now. G'day, Rob.
How you going, Ray?
Not bad, Rob. Last time we spoke, you were worried about your future, and now your future has been, I guess, settled. What's happened to you?
Yeah, well, I was part of one of the 237, well, I don't say retrenchment, but it's not really a retrenchment now. It's a sacking, layoffs, whatever they want to call it. We've been told more or less this morning through the bulletins that we will not be getting our money through Clive. He was not paying it.
Well, it's been confirmed by your union, the Australian Workers Union, after meeting with administrators yesterday, that there's no money to cover entitlements for you and the other 236 workers, and that, in fact, Queensland Nickel is about 3 months behind in superannuation payments that haven't been made since November last year.
Yeah, that's correct. We haven't got that. Haven't been able to roll that over. We'll never get that back, I don't think. I don't think the government will pay that. And with our money that's owing, that up to about $50,000 could be owing to me, I'll never see it again. Not through him anyway, and if I do get it, I'll be chasing it now for God knows how long through the government by the looks of it. So, he told us with a letter saying we will be getting our money on Friday when he told us that we're out the gate. Don't worry, your money's safe. We've got a letter saying that the retrenchment package is there.
Was this from his nephew, Rob, or from Palmer himself?
No, it was from neither of them. It was from a hierarchy that he holds his puppets there. He just uses them. They come in the room and told us that that we will not be, people will be marched at the gates today, and the people that aren't are going back onto site. And this is the retrenchment package here. But we weren't given nothing. We were just told that we will be giving our entitlements will be given to us.
But what about the other people that are left there? How many workers are left there now that 237 are shown the gate on Friday? How many are left in the...
There's about 550 there now, and they've been told that work is normal. They've given emails saying that we will be paying you as normal pay. Don't worry.
Yeah, but what about their entitlements down the track? Because if they can't pay the 237, it's unlikely they can pay the entitlements of the near 800.
I think the administrators would want to dig themselves out and make a bit of money out of it, and then they think they're going to be in a better spot. That's what I'm thinking. But I can't see how they can pay their monthly wage on the 15th of next month and have us sit at home when we're owed a month for a start and then not even getting our retrenchment money.
Yeah.
I don't know how they can do it.
Well, I don't know how Clive Palmer can look himself in the mirror to shave his rather fat face every day, because it's just an absolute disgrace what he's done to you and 236 other people and the other 550-odd people left there as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of cranky people here right now, right? And I don't know, the future is really grim for them, because they said they're going to fast-track a lot of stuff, but fast-tracking's not helping us right now. If we walked into a job tomorrow, it'd be fine, but there's no work at this point, and getting work is very hard.
Well, Anastasia Palaszczuk sort of rode in like the cavalry and said, look, I'll spend a stack of money and get infrastructure, but that's not going to solve the problem for the next month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months, probably.
Yeah, and they said they flied up people through the government to help us at the Centrelink office and that. I went into Centrelink yesterday and they actually told me to my face, there's nothing we can do for you, sorry. It's more or less, you're not entitled to anything because your wife works. They punish us for that, and sorry.
Well, Centrelink's run by the federal government, so Palaszczuk can't direct Centrelink to do anything. I mean, if she's grandstanding up there saying, look, I'm going to fix all this, I'm going to do this or do that, I mean, she can't dictate to the Centrelink organisation what they should or shouldn't do, because they're not run by her.
So they're not going to help us in much way, apart from hoping that we can all find a job that we can walk straight into, which is, I suppose, what the 236 people are doing right now, looking for work.
All right, Rob, we're thinking of you, but I don't know how this bloke lives with himself, given what he's done to individuals, having made promises, as you've said, that you're in, as recently as Friday, that your entitlements were safe, and now you find out today via the union, having spoken to the administrators, that there's no money there.
Yeah, and they did say that. They said everything will be fine on Friday. The people there said our money is good. By Wednesday, you'll have your check. Come in and see us, and then we find out now, nothing.
All right, mate. Our thoughts are with you. Nice to hear from you. Okay, Robert. Yeah, I'm happy to talk to you any time. I don't know that we can do anything for you.